Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Relate. You couldn't relate.
that's how we like to get a Hump Day Wednesday kicked off up in here at the Social Lab. Rocking out with Tay James live out of the DMV. What's going on, everybody? TM Hyman Radio, your hip-hop informer coming to you live out of Atlanta. 605 out there on the West Coast, 905 out here in the East. Hey, log on, www.tmhymanradio.com. Hey, register for the newsletter. We will hook you up. Hey, risk taker. I like to live life on the edge. Hey, what about you? When I think about the most risk-taking thing I've done, it's been several. It's been quite a few in my short life. I think I'm just a risk-taker by nature. What about you, risk-taker? I like to live life on the edge. That's the topic tonight inside the Social Lab. Going up the coast again to that dude, Save James, on the wheels. What up, brother?
What's up? Ain't nothing to it, man. You know, trying to live life to the fullest. Dig?
Dope mix.
Thank you, brother. You know.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, brother. You know, we're gonna be tossing it up for fight for a while because it's in scripture. We mourn our loved ones for 30 days. Read up on it. So.
And we don't mind going beyond. That's what we
beyond.
Do.
Beyond. Hey, Joe.
Hey,
Joseph mourned for his pops for 70 days. You know what I'm saying? So hey.
And no doubt, you got some other love coming up.
Definitely. Big up and shout out to the whole LB fam. Everybody out there in Queens, my people's out there in God Brew, all of the Bar Thug, what up? You know, they celebrating the life of Freaky Ty, who passed on Monday. We didn't have a show on Monday, so we wasn't able to drop any music for them then, but I got something coming up on the next break that we have right here, something special for the whole LB fam. I think y'all enjoy it.
No doubt. Hey, it is the Social Lab. What we do here is we exchange high energy as it relates to issues, views, insight, you know, dopeness, all day long. If you got something you think, you know, we should promote, you want to be on the show, hey, hit us up. You can hit us live, 917-889-3926, or hit us up on the website, TM Hyman Radio. Hey, let's continue to roll with the dude, Save James, at the helm tonight on the music. We'll be right back. It's the Social Lab, TM Hyman Rest. Hey, we're talking about risk taking. TM Hyman Radio. We'll be back.
L-O-S-T-V-O-R-V is the crew. We've been in the game since the year 82. Now you know how we do. Please big nice, speaking fine, pretty blue. That's true. Music got me turned on, man. Yo, Raph, bring me along. I know Spig got my back. Freaky toss, off the charm giver.
Yeah.
1-2 for my man, pretty new. As I bless the rest of my New York City crew. As we continue to bring you the flame, representing LB from the cradle to the grave. Now, how's that? One time for your mind. When what I write down the line gives sight to the blind. I'm coming through with my click. What you gonna do when shit gets thick? Is you gonna start your running and hiding? Is you gonna start your slipping and sliding? Man, I thought you had this game in the smash. Well, how do it feel real? Mr. T, freaky, freaky tie. Pretty, pretty loose. Big is big, nice, say hi. I can get to show you. I don't know. whole bottle of Henny. Peeping shorties in my business, seeing many. But there's something about you. You seem off the hook, giving me that I wanna say something real. Plus I dress you wearing, got my whole team staring. You not bouncing with me, I'm not hearing. Licking the mitt for real, like you really wanted. Did you dealing with the cat that's blunted? Play for real, shorty rock, cause you down. To go hard with the champ a whole round. You see, I have my eyes on you from way across the room. You look so good from over here, I can smell your perfume, I assure. If I try to come and get you, you'll think that I was only out to hit you. She using intelligent dick with an extra type of smile. Held my temptation back for a while. Told my brother Solly, I'll be back here. That's pretty Louis sitting nice to watch my jacket. Lay the touch in my lips, put the drink in my hands. Took the sip, let my legs expand. Cause
that's how we do.
Like to go on safaris and, you know, try to hunt things. But I never did those kind of risks. Bungee jumping and all that. You know, I never did those kind of risks. My risk taking that I would I think constitute for that was taking place in the era of life for me when I was in Atlanta trying to graduate college. I was taking a lot of risks, doing a lot of dumb stuff out there that I was able to come out of unscathed. And, you know, some of the stuff I can't talk about on the radio, but some of the stuff that I can, you know, but you live and you learn. You know, I was doing hot stuff. It wasn't like, you know, life on the line, but the stuff I was doing was hot. You know what I'm saying? Have, you know, have a an ounce of this under there, you know, a half fifth of this in the trunk, you know, something in the cup, something else, something in the glove compartment, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. I was living a life on the edge like that, you know, and to say that I had to live like that, I probably didn't have to, but the stuff that I put myself into, it just kind of led me in a direction in that path in order to kind of have to live on the edge like that. But, you know, some people wouldn't constitute it as that, but I feel being a black man anywhere in this country with that amount of contraband in your vehicle is living on the edge. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and you probably speak for a lot of cats. One, you know, you're a student in college, away from home, trying to make it happen best you can, you know what I'm saying, while trying to maintain is representative of what a lot of us try to do when we leave that nest, you know what I'm saying,
right.
Like just survival. Survival. But we live and we learn. When we know better, we do better.
That's true. That's definitely true, and that comes with maturity. You know what I'm saying? Definitely comes with maturity, and you got to go through some stuff to know what you can and can't do after a while. And that's what really kind of, like, you know, tame this animal that I was slowly becoming out there. That, you know, the walls started closing in on me. You know what I mean? And when that happened, that's when I was like, okay. You know, it's time to change locations before I stay out here, you know what I'm saying, against my will a little bit longer than I want to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's when it came about, had to make that change.
I think when it comes to risk-taking, I've always been a risk-taker because I think for me, you know, it was instilled early, count up the cost.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, as long as I wasn't, like, impacting someone else, you know, it was totally on me and I was assuming total responsibility, I felt like it was okay.
Right.
Reflect back and I was like, wow, that's still so narrow-minded because what I consider, you know, not impacting someone else, you know, totally impacts other people. Anybody that loves you, right? It impacts them.
True.
Specifically when you take a risk that could take your life, you know, because you're
true.
So damn ignorant, right? And I think about all the times that as a risk taker, I was so damn ignorant. And you talk about the maturity level, you know, when maturity kicks in and you reflect back, you know, you're like, wow, I was like so dumb when I was younger.
Dumb. And that's the word to you. That's the very, very choice word to use because it sums up the entire, that, you know what I'm saying, just the entire move that you was doing. It was just dumb. You know what I mean? In a mature eye, is dumb.
Hey, if you want to confess to your dumbness tonight, hey, it's me and my brother James hanging out. Hey, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Two risk takers that have, hey, had some serious lessons learned. And listen, it is nothing wrong with being dumb. But at some point, you have to wake up and learn from your lessons. And we'll be right back. T.M. Hyman Radio. It's the Social Lab. Hump Day Wednesday.
Drive me out of the earth. No time to have you lurking. If I got just need to slow the motion. Don't get out of the way to no one. Long distance, I need you. When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon, but I know you need to get done, 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 done if you come home. Sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got news trying to end me. Oh, yeah. I spilled all my emotions tonight. I'm sorry. Rolling, 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 rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face to face. You could pick a time and a place. You'll spend some time away. Now you need to forward and give me all the work, 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 work.
Tennessee, Rihanna, work. She hip hop in front of that dude, T.M. Hyman. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We are talking about taking risk. What kind of risk taker are you? Do you live your life on the edge? Listen, I say when I was talking off the air about bungee jumping. Listen, skydiving, bungee jumping, you know, that this new thing
base
where you
jumping,
just jump off a cliff. Base jumping, yeah. That's what I was thinking of, base jumping. All of this is very exhilarating and exciting in your mind, right? But listen, this is what I confess. Listen, I'm not sure that once the plane gets up in the air, I'm not sure that my mind would allow me to actually let go of whatever I was holding on to. I'm just not sure my mind would let me let go. So I might be like, hanging out of the damn plane because I just can't let go. I thought I wanted to do it, but I'm just not sure.
You may get further than me. I may not make it to the door. My ass may be stuck on that bench. Once I see we up 15,000 feet in the air.
Like,
what you mean
frozen.
I got to get out now?
Like, frozen.
You serious?
You're frozen.
Yeah, nah. Give me the simulation, Duke, within the wind tunnel. I'll do that. Give me that. I can hold that down, baby. Like, I'm not, I don't know. Because I want to do it. Don't get it twisted. I thought about it. You know, I even looked into, like, classes on, like, how much it's going to cost. You know what I'm saying? The days. I looked into a lot of that stuff. But then I was just like, you know what, Shay? Are you going to get your ass out that plane or what? You know what I'm saying? When it's time
right.
to go. You know what I'm saying? Because you just got to go. You just got to just run up and just jump.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then it's like, do I want a teacher with me? Because I'm going to feel kind of violated if he's going to be, like, riding my back and ew. Like, you know what I mean?
Water sports. I'm down for the water sports.
Yeah.
The air sports, not so much.
Yeah,
so much.
But
I'll tell you something, though.
That joint. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Hey, now, I was going to say, I want to do the joint.
You.
I want to do the joint. I'm sorry, we crashing. You go first.
Collision.
You go first.
Collision.
Major.
I overcame
major.
A fear of air. Being up in the air for a long period of time, going from like the East Coast to the West Coast is the longest period that I've been in the air, up to 5 hours. Recently traveled across the Atlantic Ocean one way, 7 hours, back 9 hours. I'm no longer as scared to be in the air as I was previously. But I to be in the air surrounded by metal and to be in the air surrounded by air is two different things. That's all I was saying.
And that's a fact right there. You did the middle passage, the express route, huh? You had to have an express middle passage.
No.
But, but the thing I do want to do, though, I want to do that It's kind of like jet propulsion off the water with water. You know what I'm talking about? You got like that backpack on that like propels you in the air, but it's based off of the water that's already surrounded. Where it has like a hose that's connected the boat that you go out in and it pulls from the water.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And it, I think it like shoots off your feet or something. It does something crazy like that, but that I want to do. I'm not going to be too scared because I know I'm not like the stereotype of black people that don't know how to swim. I can swim. You know what I'm saying? I can get to shore if things break down. So I ain't worried about that.
As I. Hey, I've actually
you know
seen
what I'm
that
saying?
Joint, man. I've seen that, like, of course, I lived in Florida for a number of years. And so I've actually seen the jetpack out right out there in Tampa Bay. And it's the coolest thing you ever want to see.
Try to do something else because your mic just dropped or whatever. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Block Talk has struck again. Let's move on down to, well, move up 85 north from the brother Tim Hyman and bring on, I hope this is Madam CeeLo Kitty Sunshine Boston. Is this you, young lady?
And it is.
You're
noon
on
in the morning time.
I guarantee you that.
I'm not on mute, I promise.
Oh, maybe it's not. All right. Well.
Welcome. Hi.
So I'm flying solo for the moment. Anyway, yo, check this out. We're going to move to sports real quick. 9:28. We're going to move to sports real quick, and then we may take a quick break. All right, check it out. The NFL right now is quiet. We all waiting on the NFL draft to happen in May. So the first round of free agency started up, and, you know, there were some splashes. We all know RG3 went to Cleveland or whatever. You know, he's got different monikers on his name, you know, RG Clee, and some people call him Bobby Brown now, you know what I mean? So, yeah, we're going to see what happens with that. This is a low-risk, high-reward situation. Sign him a two-year deal, so they're going to see what they're probably still going to draft the quarterback with that top pick anyway for the future because they don't believe in RG3. They think they lost someone on his fastball those last couple years in D.C., which has seemed to prove to be the case. Who knows yet? Now, the NBA is getting hot in the NBA right now. Not because the playoffs are coming around and not because the Warriors are close to the record from the 96 Bulls of 72-10, but because things are ugly in the locker room for the Lakers right now. Nick Young is in hot water with his fiance or wife, I don't know if they're married yet, Iggy Azalea, and at odds with rookie point guard D'Angelo Russell after Russell decided to tape a conversation about Nick Young's transgressions stepping outside of his relationship and in his social media of all places. And you know that caught like wildfire. Now, the deal was this. They was talking about like, you know, the conversation was almost verbatim like, yeah, so I heard you left the spot. Nick Young is that he's asking Nick Young, I heard you left the spot with that 19-year-old. And he was like, nah, you know, that was back when I was 30. That was back when I was 30, something like that. Well, you Google Nick Young's age, and the brother ain't that young. He is 30 right now. So that means that he is currently caught from what just went down with him and whatever chick that he left the spot with. Now, they're saying that those kind of that kind of infidelity and that kind of loss of trust in the locker room led to that 48-point blowout against the Jazz on Monday, because this situation just leaked over the weekend, which could be the case. Now, if you don't have trust with a person you're supposed to go to war with on the court day in and day out, you're not going to want to come play for the team, let alone come play with that dude and have to see his face in the locker room knowing he just dimed you out Kobe Bryant style. You know, is this a trend in Lakerland, in La La Land? Who knows, but who's to say what's going to happen out of this? But just know that it is not, all is not well in the locker room in Los Angeles Lakers and Staples Center. Now, on to some more transgressions that got caught up out there. Kyrie Irving's girl, Kalani, she's supposedly a singer or something like that. Never heard any work she really did. But maybe I did. I didn't know who she was. Kalani got caught up on social media now with some dude called The Party Next Door. I believe this is one of Drake's OVO artists. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. When this dude blatantly posted a pic of her in his bed. Now, how do you know it's her? She has a very distinct tattoo on her hand. And that tattoo was found hanging out of the covers of some of his bed, you know, and it posted, his post was, after all of her shenanigans, I still got this.
TM Hammer Radio Live, we are experiencing some technical difficulties. Y'all gonna have to just bear with us for a minute. We appreciate your
TM Hammer Radio Live
listening.
Okay. Okay, I'm
yeah,
back.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right, welcome back.
Happened.
Welcome
yeah.
back. I just
was
made available
heard?
To talk.
Yeah. What was the last thing you
and
heard?
Look, we're gonna take a short break. these technical difficulties. See y'all,
no.
Talk to y'all on the other side of this.
Good old blog talk, baby.
Now that's crazy.
Good old blog talk.
No, that's hard,
okay.
Mike. That's hard. So I ain't see it like that. That hard. You hard, bro. That's why we've been friends for so long, bro. That's why I used to sneak you in the club, bro. And then for that reason, right, though, bro.
Alright,
bro. Let me just freestyle smoke this. I'm smoking the LED. God dang, I got a little drink downstairs. I don't need it though. Let's go. Let me just with this shit.
Mike Wilson.
Told her to motherfucking right. 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 Mike told me this gonna be your favorite song. Ooh, where that red one? That my favorite thong. Put them on. I said, baby, put them on. I said, what you gonna do when you go home? Kiss your man after you start on my woo. She called my phone, I told her I was at the stoop. Last name changed, first name too. Pull up on me, shawty, you know what to do. Told her, you motherfucking right. Told her, you motherfucking right. Told her, you motherfucking right. I bought some gold chains with my drug money. Then wore it on the stage just to stunt on them. That's how we do it on the south side. Swipe by AK using all fives. Pittsburgh zone 6 zone
track.
Zone 1 do this shit like air deck. Old neck, copy roll, count the roll. 24's got the rape pigeon toe. Told her, you motherfucking right. 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 Gas station, re-up on the petrol. Hit the trap and re-up on the petrol. Shit, by the time you get it, it's a retro. Shit, used to have a job outside of Citgo. Shit, by the time you get it, I'll be pune, nigga. Yeah, I've been a player since the womb, nigga. OG Kush is my perfume, nigga. Ice on my wrist, I got my mind right. Riding down the street with the Klondikes. Two black holes, white one in the middle. I'm getting to the S with two lines in the middle. Got a bank roll that'll make a will. Told her, you motherfucking right. Told her, you motherfucking right. Told her, you motherfucking right. Told her, you motherfucking right.
TM Hyman Radio Live. You know, it's 9:37 p.m. here on the East Coast, 6:37 p.m. on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle, you figure it out. Oh, yeah, and in Paris, it's like 2:37 a.m. tomorrow. See, I got that.
Mañana. I don't know how to say
okay.
it in French. Okay.
So we are
French.
Talking about risk-taking, you know, liking to live your life on the edge. And, yeah. A lot of people do. You know, what's that? YOLO, right? That's
yeah,
that's supposed
once,
to be the
right?
campaign right there is YOLO.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm quite
sure
they call it something else now. Right, I'm old now, you know, because YOLO was like, what, three years old now? Or was it two?
Yeah. I knew it wasn't going to last long anyway. That was just a sad because of that song.
It sounded, yeah, hell, after the old people started using it, it was like it won't no need. You know
yeah,
how it goes.
Trickle
down.
Catch.
Like, not
catch
cool anymore.
Adjoint didn't catch on with me. It was,
right.
It was good.
When grandma called you and say, what's the dealio?
Yeah. I'm hanging
we
up.
Going out today, YOLO. What?
I'm
grandma.
Hanging up.
Yes. Yo, but before you got cut off, right, you were talking about this Nick Young.
Yeah. Messi.
The Daryl guy from the new.
D'Angelo Russell. D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, yeah. Like.
Yeah, man.
The fact that Nick didn't know he was being recorded. Secondly, he was being so flippant about dealing with the chick. You know, he was like, you know, well, how old were you when you were dealing? He was like 30. He's like, well, he said, you asked him about last summer. He said, well, like last summer, yeah, 30. He's like, how old are you now? 30. Okay, dummy. You know what I'm saying? Like, But what killed me, really, is when he asked him about, who did he ask him about? Did he ask him about Rihanna or? He asked him about some other girl.
I didn't hear the whole conversation. I just heard.
Yeah,
that
he
part.
Asked about some other girl, right?
Yeah,
and he said, nah. Right, and so dude was like, why? He was like, 'cause she know my girl. And he was like, what? He was like, yeah, nah, I ain't doing. He said, I ain't trying to, 'cause she know my girl.
Hey.
Those were the nails in the coffin right there.
That's living life on edge right there. Getting yourself posted
you
on social media right there. You know what I'm saying?
She know my girl.
That's
something ain't right.
Forget about
behind
it.
That.
Yeah. Forget about it. Forget about
you
it.
You effing right.
Yo, tell me about it, yo. You know what I mean? You living on the edge with that one, B. But, before we finish up with the topic of living on the edge, let me just finish this last sports report since Blog Talk decided they was tired of hearing what I had to say. The chase for 73.
Okay.
I don't know, did y'all hear me talk about Kyrie Irving's girl? Did y'all hear that part?
You were into that. You had just gotten into that.
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right,
but
well,
I want to correct you on something.
What's that?
She was not cheating, and that's not what it was about.
Okay.
But yes, it was true that Party Next Door did come to the hospital and they took a picture and it was a picture of them holding hands and she said, thank you for saving my life.
He just spun it.
He was just there. He was there when her man couldn't be. How about that? And the media kind of ran with that. She's the one who spilled that she had attempted suicide.
Nah, but son, but did you see the post, though? The post, he was just like, yo, you know what I'm saying? After all the shenanigans, I got her back in the bed. That was too much of an open statement.
Right, but think about when you're being a smartass. Like, seriously.
That's what I'm saying.
That's like you saying you gave me a pap smear. You know, good hell and well, Aaron, you didn't give me a damn pap smear. But it's on some funny, you know what I mean?
Right. Now I got you.
Right.
Now
so it's like, I got her back in the bed on some sarcastic-ish.
Yeah.
Because,
well,
you know.
Showing up was spun the wrong way, you know. The
right.
The,
but she did attempt
to
kill herself. She did attempt suicide. She ended up deleting her Twitter and Instagram accounts, you know, saying that it had all gotten too much for her. And I know I heard you say that you hadn't really heard of her. Now, I might be wrong in which contest or whatever she was involved in. I'm not sure if it was The Voice or American Idol. But I want to say I'm leaning towards American Idol because my daughter loves this girl's music. Her music is dope, you know, but she can get dark at times, you know. And I think it's just something that everybody struggles with, but in a different way. Like, not everybody may think to themselves when stuff gets hard, oh, I'm going to kill myself, or the best way to not feel this pain, or the best way
to
not deal with this is me not being here.
Right.
Now, not everybody thinks that way, but some people act that way, but they don't see it as being suicidal. It's just the way they cope with stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
So just because you haven't spoken it doesn't mean you haven't thought about it. And it's like she even got flack for that. And Chris Brown, the nerve, okay? And that's, you know.
Yeah, I heard he went
Chris
ham
Brown.
On her. I didn't see
that Negro.
Read anything, but I heard he went ham on her.
He went ridiculous and disrespectful on her by saying, you ain't attempt no suicide. You're just doing that for sympathy. Yeah, she's just doing that to get sympathy.
Wow.
Now, isn't this the same young man who broke down, couldn't even finish the damn Michael Jackson song? Because you couldn't keep your hands to yourself?
Yeah.
Isn't he the same one who said he felt like he had nobody on his side, he'd be better out of here? I mean, come on. You can't kick people when they're down and you know it's... Nobody accidentally ends up in the hospital.
Yeah, that's
what
you call the pot
calling you know what
the light skin. That's what they call it.
You know.
Them two fools.
What
anyway.
Is it? It's the
pot
flavor.
Calling light skin over there. You know what I mean?
The month over here. You see what I'm saying? March is yellow people month.
I can't call it. But yo, real quick, talking about how light skin is winning for March. Like you was talking about the Splash Brothers, Golden State, Curry and Clay. They Chase with 73 is still on. They 6 games away. They 67-6, I believe, is the record right now. They got a pretty pedestrian schedule left, with a 67% chance of getting the record of the 96 Bulls of 72-10. And you know, if they get it, which they probably will, I just hope they finish the job and get the championship this year. Okay,
right.
You can't get that record and then not win. You understand what I'm saying? That's just not going to sit well with sports pundits of the world or whatever like that.
Right.
Now, real quick, the NCAA Final Four is set. We've got Villanova versus Oklahoma and UNC North Carolina versus Syracuse. Now, Oklahoma is trying to get their very first national championship in school history. They've been to a national championship game before. I can't remember the exact year. I want to say it may have been like 68 or 58, but they never actually won the big dance. And a sidebar on that, number 11, my man Isaiah Cousins, born and raised in Mount Vernon in my building.
Uh-oh.
He lived on the fifth floor.
Uh-oh. Fingers up. Go ahead.
Yo, I'm trying to tell you, number 11, Isaiah Cousins, he's the NBA prospect. He's below the radar, but he's a very solid point guard. My vote is going with Oklahoma right now because I got hometown pride with him on that team right now. So we're going for Oklahoma and Buddy Hield and them big-ass teeth of his. Buddy Hield's teeth so big, he bite gum and cut his toenails at the same time. I'm trying to tell you, that boy beat teeth
you
is big.
So curse
I'm
word
just saying.
retarded.
I'm just saying. Now, this year's Final Four marks the 50th anniversary of Texas Western defeating Kentucky back in 1966. What's significant about that, Texas Western was the first team to have an all-black starting five to actually win. So, it's a momentous year for that reason alone. But, again, my thoughts and my energy is going with Oklahoma, my man Isaiah Cousins, number 11, holding down for the Vernon, for the Plazas, for the Williamsburg, 33, baby. You know how we do.
All right now.
That's right. Damn right. But, yo, 947.
Nobody.
Now, we ain't going to hurt nothing yet. 947. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and finish talking about Life on the Edge. And I think I see the local resident correspondent. Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to tell me how life is on the edge for him as a black man in downtown D.C. every day. We'll be right back, y'all. Team, I'm Radio Live.
Oh, he's hot now.
My soul. And as far as I can see, I just need privacy. Plus a whole lot of tricks, thought it's modesty. I just need space to do me, get a world what they're trying to see. A Stella Maxwell right beside of me. A Ferrari, I'm buying three. A closet of Saint Laurent, get what I want when I want, cause this hunger is driving me, yeah. I just need to be alone, I just need to be at home. Understand what I'm speaking on, this time it's money I need alone. But regardless, I'll always keep keeping on. Fake friends, we don't take L's, we just make M's. While y'all follow, we just make trends. I'm right back to work when that break ends. Yeah.
Ooh, it's just me, myself, and I. Solo ride until I die. Cause I got me for life.
Got me for life.
Woo!
Yeah. Like talking to strangers, so get the f*** off me, I'm anxious. I'm trying to be cool, but I may just go ape, say f*** out of all of y'all faces. It changes though now that I'm famous. Everyone knows how this lifestyle is dangerous, but I love it, the rush is amazing. Celebrate nightly and everyone rages. I found how to cope with my angers. I'm swimming in money, swimming in liquor. My liver is muddy, but it's all good. I'm still sipping this bubbly. This is lovely. This ain't random, I didn't get lucky. Made it right here cause I'm sick with it, Cuddy. They all take the money for granted, but don't wanna work for it. Tell me now, isn't it funny?
Nah.
Yeah.
I don't need a hand to hold, even when the night is cold. I got that fire in my soul.
Too cold to break. Know I'm great, but I'm broke as hell. Having dreams that I'm folding cake. All my life I've been told to wait, but I'ma get it now. Yeah, it's no debate. Yeah.
Woo, it's just me, myself, and I. Solo ride until I die. Cause I got me for life.
Got me for life.
Woo.
Yeah. Like it's Nathan's, you hear me? Nathaniel's. Yo, we still talking about living life on the edge. We still got Madam Kizzy Sunshine on one end, and we have our local correspondent in the D.C. metro area, Brother Cooper. Cool. Talk to us about the time when you decided to go on that bank robbing spree.
Oh, man, that was, we were out in the middle of Tennessee, out in the middle of nowhere, and.
Did you use a mask?
I can't talk about
now,
no,
brother.
We wore clown costumes, had the big
clown
feet and everything. and we rode away on a little mini bike.
That's it. The joint from
hey,
Dumb
so what
and Dumb, kinda, right?
What kind of living on the edge y'all talking about? You talking about, like, you know, letting a big girl get on top? What?
Did you just ask for clarification of what life on the edge is?
Yeah,
nah,
I mean,
if you got to ask, Cooper.
Hey, let a big girl get on top.
You know now. Who'd answer that?
That's risky business. That's risky business
see,
right
see.
There.
That's living life on the edge.
That's I've heard
watching BET.
I've heard of such stories. Seriously, I've heard of such stories when a chick got on top of a dude and was going too hard that she literally busted one of his testicles, yo. Yo, and when I heard that, yo, just talking about it makes me cringe in pain in that area.
I don't even have your type of balls, and that made me cringe.
Yo, son.
I got pain in my stomach right now.
That's what I'm saying to you.
My ovaries are cussing you out right this minute.
Son,
they don't want to hear it.
She really made him bust a nut, like, for real. Like, on some literal. Like,
one of them, right.
Right.
And not in a good way.
Yo, not in a good way, yo. Yo, that's not good.
Hey, Sabe, I heard you earlier tonight talking about the Lakers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what dude did, that's worse than what Kobe did. Because at least what Kobe did wasn't, Kobe was talking to a police officer, basically, and said, damn, I should just pay him off like Shaq do. This guy went out and recorded his teammate. When his teammate did not know he was recording it, and then at the end of the tape he says, thanks for saying that for my camera, real low. And his teammate says,
I didn't hear that part. Did he try?
It was this dude is a weirdo. He asked him to try Amber Rose.
There you go. That's who it was. And he said, because she know my girl.
Oh, mm-hmm. Amber. Yeah. Okay. Matter of fact, I did hear that part. I didn't know.
So people, if you haven't heard the video or seen the video and heard the audio, there's also TV going on in the background while he's recording him. So it's kind of like he's sitting in the corner and Nick is on the bed on the computer. Mm-hmm. So Nick's not even looking at him. So that's how he knows he doesn't know that he's being recorded. Because he never looked at him.
It looked like to me like they might have been on a road trip for the basketball season. And they just sitting there talking. And he's there talking about girls. Because Nick Young, who is a weirdo, is like 30. And he's a kid. He probably was 19, 20 years old at the time, because I think he's 20 now. So he probably thinks he's just, talking. He's new to the NBA, hadn't been to this level yet.
You mean D'Angelo Russell. You mean Russell. Russell's young. He's 19, 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Young is 30.
Yeah, he's 30.
As
it's like,
stated.
Man.
He violated man law number one.
Yeah, I think that's more than that's his, personal law, because with you being a celebrity, you don't want people filming you in those private type of moments like that and letting it get out there. Like, for one, you shouldn't film them, period. So that's supposed to be like solitude where you with another celebrity that, hey, they're not going to do you like that.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Those are the ones that do it to you faster, honestly.
Yeah.
Your fans got more loyalty than the people that's on the same stage with them. I mean, we're going to be... For real. I mean, I'm quite sure we could be cool with other radio personalities, but when we on air, they can't stand us. You see what I'm saying? It just happens that way. Trying to take them down anywhere
they can. That's no bueno right there, man.
Removing competition. Ain't that in the art of war? Come on, people.
But why he trying to go after Iggy, though? She got a fatty and all, but that joint look, fabricated, man. That ain't no natural fatty.
Most of them are fabricated.
She lost mad, she lost all points with me, basically, when I heard her freestyle on Sway. Yeah, I heard that train wreck. You ever heard that? Don't tell me
I've never started any, because I do like to watch Sway. There are a lot of people that are garbage. Okay, just like our designer.
I love his song, right?
Panda.
Stop.
That's what I wanted to say. If I was there, I would have.
Hey
LaBoy.
Hey, look, Iggy Azalea. Iggy, when it comes to her, I started listening to her with her first mixtape. When she did her first mixtape, she sounded good. But she got with the wrong T.I. did not have the right A&Rs with her to help her.
You think?
He all right for her.
That's
I think that he got tired of – it would have been fine had he not had to be her little token ticket. You know what I'm saying? Like, getting her out of
her
deep.
For her, man. T.I. Wright, he pimping the game with her, man. That's what he doing.
Well, maybe that's the problem.
I don't know about.
But no, when she first came out, she wasn't with T.I., and she sounded way better.
Right.
And now she's gotten with T.I.
Because she was stealing other people's rhymes. This is what I'm trying to say, man. Yo, dude.
Nah.
Dude, stop. I'm trying to tell you. She was on a concert one time trying to spit fire some stuff like she was spitting off the top of the head. Somebody put her up against what Kendrick was saying on his first mixtape, Kendrick Lamar, and it's the same thing, B. She's a fraud, son.
Oh.
I don't believe in nothing that she does. I'm trying to tell you. She's been
but,
exposed
well,
in
I
so
mean,
many different
honestly,
ways.
If we're going to do that, you know.
But listen, no, but
we're
going to
be picking out
amazing.
Some of our, you know, best people. Well, hey, how about this? Y'all check us out on Wednesday because we got 22 seconds left in the show.
You mean Friday. You mean Friday.
On Wednesday or Friday?
I mean Friday. I'm sorry.
Friday.
Yeah, y'all know I don't know what day it is.
Hey, how old
check
are you?
Check us out on Friday.
What, 90?
Thank you for rocking with us. We love you. Hot Chocolate, Cool, Toya Cool, Dee Dee. Check y'all out later. Love it.
If you
want to
live on the edge, let the big girl get on top if you want to live on the edge.
There you go.
Turn off the light.
Peace. That ain't going to help.